Let's get on to opening our regular meeting. We've got the recording going. Okay. Okay, I call this meeting of the Blaine City Council to order Monday, October 8th. And we just had a study session and ready to begin our regular meeting. So may we have a moment of silence, please. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Oh, Eric Davidson.
Here.
Charlie Hawkins.
Here.
Alicia Rule.
Here.
Bonnie Onion.
Here.
Steve Lawrenson.
He has to be excused, I believe, and as well as Mayor Lou Stewart. May I have a motion to excuse Councilor
so
Lawrenson?
Moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion passed 4-0. A motion to excuse Councilor Stewart.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion passed 4-0. And we'll have to hope that Councilor Olson shows up a little bit earlier. Yes, we're ready to go on to audience participation.
Please, since you're not gathering that up, there's so many people in line.
All right.
Good evening. Christina Winkler, 9351 Owl Lane, Blaine, Washington. And I just have some good news to share with you, and I have it in writing, and then I'll pass it out to you. And it's not a busy meeting, so hopefully you'll enjoy it, and it'll be informative. The Peace Arch Monument Centennial Celebration is an open invitation for the Peace Arch City and its businesses, community groups, and residents to share in a golden opportunity as partners with the International Peace Arch Association. The Peace Arch City will soon be a centennial city. You may ask, how will Blaine benefit from the Peace Arch Centennial in 2021? We have the belief that great opportunities are ahead of us as we approach this historical landmark. At this time, our association is laying the framework with our partners on both sides of the international border. This framework will create and implement a series of memorable events, activities, and milestones that will lead up to the centennial commemoration celebration. These events not only will preserve our history, but they will build community pride and economic development. This will be a local, regional, this will be a local and regional celebration as well as a national and international one for the United States and Canada. We anticipate that the importance of planning and marketing the centennial date will reaffirm the citizens' commitment to each other as well as anticipated visits by national leaders of both countries. Now, wouldn't that be cool? We had the presidents here for and the prime minister for the Columbia River Treaty in 1964. We had a presidential greeting when it was dedicated, but I would say that regardless of who is president in 2021, I think that we need to roll out the red carpet and invite them. So, okay. This will be done as we remember and reflect on the monument's founders and we renew our commitment to the International Peace Arch and the park's preservation. As the leader of an organization leading this charge to recognize and celebrate the centennial, I am proud to say that it is my hope and desire that this opportunity unites our small community, builds partnership, and creates bonds with each other. With a community theme that we can all adopt as our own, renewing, we could well benefit our community now and into the years well beyond the centennial celebration. This includes renewing our partnership of many years with the City of Blaine, which has generously funded our projects such as the International Sculpture Exhibition and more recently, Hands Across the Border. As we reflect on past significant and regional events that have happened, and those of us who've been here 30 years or more, will recognize this. We have learned how important and newsworthy the media buzz is that leads up to these events. As with the Vancouver World's Fair in 1986 and the Vancouver Olympics in 2010, the